This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Monday, November 22nd, 2021. Short week. Let's see. We'll talk a little bit about the Bruins, the Celtics, the Patriots. We'll get the Good Vibe Tribe. We'll find out what everybody did over the weekend. And we're going to be talking a lot about our 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys, benefiting the Marine Corps Toys for Tots program, which is back again this year. And if you've ever donated in the past, thank you. But we need your help now. We got a few weeks and we got to try and collect $100,000, which is equal to about 10,000 toys. You can do that at mix1041.com. Thank you. Listen to this, Canada.
First and goal, Taylor. Good block by Mo Alley Cox. The stiff arm and pay dirt. Touchdown. A fourth today for Taylor. Taylor in for another touchdown. Five. It's a 1 yard run. The dynamic Jonathan Taylor.
Jonathan Taylor is a running back for the Indianapolis Colts, Kennedy.
Yeah.
Five touchdowns yesterday. The Colts beat the Bills 41-15.
Okay.
Why am I playing that audio?
Why are you playing that audio?
Because the Bills were in first place in our conference, and they are no longer in first place. And now we are in first place in our conference.
The Empire is back, baby.
You love
we took
to
one
see
year
it
off.
Huh.
It's like when you get an A on the group project, you didn't do anything.
Yep.
We came first place without even playing.
It's awesome. The Titans will be in town this Sunday at Gillette Stadium. They are in first place in their conference. So it is two Titans battling at each other.
No.
Bruins, they lost last night, Kennedy, 4-0 to Calgary. They had a good game on Saturday against Philly. They won that one 5-2. They are off until Wednesday. They'll play in Buffalo then. Celtics played the Lakers, as I mentioned, on Friday night, and they smacked them at like 130 to 100 or something
okay
like that.
Yeah.
It was not even close. LeBron James did play. They weren't sure if LeBron was going to play or not,
yeah,
but he did play, and it didn't help. And there were a lot of celebrities in the stands. 24K Golden was here.
No kidding.
Yeah, I think he did. I think he performed at.
Was he doing a show?
He did a show at the Grand.
Uh-huh.
I think it was. So he was there. A lot of former Patriots and current Patriots players were at the game. A buddy of mine's son ran into Dante Hightower.
That's cool.
Trying to sneak into the reverse way of the men's bathroom, and then he got called out and was told to get in line just
good
like everybody else.
Yeah,
I'm. Dante Hightower's a big man. I'm probably letting him walk in.
That's 100%. What I'm saying. I don't know if it was the kid or not. But so,
if you're nine, you get a little more leeway to call him out.
Hey, I don't know who you are, but you got to get in line just like the rest of us, which I thought was pretty
being
funny.
Being tall does not make you not have to follow rules. I'm sorry.
And then
scary man, though. They
also, you ever been suplex, Kennedy?
They also played on Saturday
night. No, but
I've
had to pee.
Annie was there for that game. How was that game?
Saturday was awesome. This was the closest I've ever sat at a Celtics game.
Right.
And when you're that close, you realize how large they are.
Yes.
And you just, the people that you're around, the stories that they tell, you know, they've all had those season tickets for like 30 years. And they're
right,
like, this wasn't here, this wasn't here. They added these seats, now
yep
they're blocked. But it was, it was awesome. It's so fun to be back in the Garden. So
right
fun to
yeah
watch a good yep Celtics game.
They won that game, and they will play the Rockets tonight, Kennedy.
Okay.
The Rockets are the worst team in all of basketball.
All right.
We're about 14, 15 games into the season. I think they've won one game.
Yeah, I think they're 1-14, 1-15.
So let's not, yeah, let's not.
Smells like a winning streak.
It sounds like a trap game. Let's get to the Good Vibe Tribe.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. this world doing good work, and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing. Nah, yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Oh, I forgot to mention, too, the Rebs found out they will play their first playoff game. I think it's November 30th, and they're playing. Is it New York City, Dan? Is that who they're playing? I think New York beat Atlanta over the weekend, so that means that we get New York at home at Gillette Stadium November 30th.
All right.
Justice for the Rebs,
Justice
Kennedy.
Always.
For the Rebs.
If you ever want to share a Good Vibe Tribe story with us, you can drop us a text at 617-931-1234, 617-931-1234. History was made on Friday when Kamala Harris became America's first female president.
I was getting off the plane or on the plane, I can't remember which, when this came across. I'm like, oh my God, what happened?
I know.
Yeah, I was in the air for an hour.
I know.
Sort of. President Biden underwent a colonoscopy, so he was put under anesthesia. And when that happens, the vice president is given full presidential power and becomes the acting president. This happens regularly. And the VP doesn't literally become president, but it's still pretty historic that Harris became the first woman to assume the duties of the president of the United States. And it happened on International Men's Day. So suck at patriarchy.
We get an international day?
You get a day?
It's about time.
Yeah, I'm right.
We get 365.
I was going to say, who made that up and when did it start? Let me guess.
Don't be a hater.
I believe a man started it, Kennedy.
Why can't I have one? Let's make one. Go.
The original Gerber baby turned, guess how old, over the weekend?
90.
95 years old. Her name is Ann Turner Cook. She was chosen as the first Gerber baby in 1928. For the first time in 66 years, Disney is using Black Santas in its Christmas parades at Disneyland and Disney World. And a 69-year-old woman in Maine who's been fighting COVID just came out of a coma on the day they were going to pull the plug. She'd been on a ventilator for months. Her family was planning the funeral. Her son says she wasn't vaccinated. She wants to get the vaccination as soon as possible now.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll change your mind.
It quickly will change your mind.
Quick coma will do it.
Thanksgiving isn't exactly known for heaping portions of vegetables, and most of the veggies that do make it to the table are baked into casseroles, which isn't exactly the healthiest option. Someone dug through Google Trends data to figure out which casseroles are popular in each state, and casseroles with greens are number one in 17 states. Those include various green beans and broccoli casserole recipes. Potato casseroles are the most popular in 11 states. 9 states had more unique casseroles. Pennsylvania and Maryland prefer leftover casserole. Don't know exactly what that is. Connecticut loves breakfast casserole. Nebraska makes mac and
leftover
cheese.
Leftover casserole is just taking whatever you have just leftover take it all and throwing is. It into like a kitchen sink.
Meal, and do you bake it afterwards? Or?
Well, that's what a casserole is.
Yeah,
yes.
That sounds
bring it all together,
to
maybe
make.
Add some cheese as some kind of binding agent and call it a day.
Virginia likes French toast casserole. My wife makes that every Thanksgiving morning. North Carolina is big on pineapple casseroles. In addition to casseroles, a lot of people are Googling the weather for Thanksgiving, what restaurants are open on Thanksgiving, and festive drinks like sangria and apple cider. Kennedy, what do you have for the Good Vibe Tribe audio?
So there's this woman from Texas, I want to say, and she's been dropping off her son every day with like a bullhorn.
Yeah.
And being like, goodbye, son. I love you. Like totally embarrassing him as he walks into school. So apparently last week he decided to flip the script.
I love you.
I love you too.
I hope you have a marvelous day.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
I love you. Hope you have a great day. Don't forget to put on your adult diapers when you get to work so you don't have another accident.
Love you. Love you. Bye.
Fight, oh, that's so good.
Fight fire with fire, Kennedy.
Indeed.
Thank you.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
104.1.
617-931-1234. We always love to turn the show over to you on Monday morning at about this time and find out what you did over the weekend. You can text or call that number, 617-931-1234. Something big, something small, something important to you, or something insignificant. We want to hear about it. Kennedy, what you got? What'd you do over the weekend?
I went to Washington, D.C. I went to our nation's capital.
Love.
Where it all happens.
How was traveling?
It was fine,
right.
Honestly. It wasn't that busy. You know, they were saying that it was the beginning of the season. I imagine if it was the Wednesday of Thanksgiving, like, it might be a different story. So
right.
I would suggest you get there a little bit early. But honestly, it was fine.
Yeah.
You know?
Are they as locked down as we are when you're going in places like the museums and stuff
Washington,
like that?
Washington, D.C. is 10 times more locked down than Massachusetts is, which I never thought I would see.
Huh.
Because most places just are whoopsie-doodle with it. But inside D.C. proper, they have a mask mandate, which apparently is getting lifted today. So, but, you know, you had to have it on when you were obviously traveling, you know, inside the metro, inside rideshare, and then inside all the museums and stuff, any restaurant. And they still, in fact, if you're a smaller restaurant, you can't even have people eating in it.
Oh, wow.
You have to eat outside. So, so I did that. Like, I got in on Friday. I went over to Capitol Hill. I went to the National Archives. I saw the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, the Emancipation Proclamation.
That's so cool.
All the old documents.
Oh, my gosh. It was just, you know, something about it. And then I went on Saturday. I took, like, a food and culture tour of U Street District, which is known as also known as Black Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, a place I probably never would have gone if I hadn't done this tour.
Yeah.
And ate some amazing food I've never eaten. I'd never eaten Ethiopian food before. I ate Ethiopian food. I had a whole bunch of stuff I'd never had and just learned so much about it. Did you know that the roughly 700,000 people who live within Washington, D.C. proper have no representation in Congress or Senate?
That is correct.
So confusing.
Yeah, because
and in fact, they just elected someone. They got to have a mayor. And
right.
then they got to have a congressperson, maybe. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they just took a vote and won't let them vote.
It is so weird.
The place in which our democracy is cradled is the most undemocratic. It has no democracy in it.
That was the problem.
They
with
are
the,
taxation without representation, and it is bonkers.
That is
that
that's what happened with the insurrection and why they had so many problems, because there's no organizations in place for Washington, D.C. to allow them to come in. And
you can guess as to the reason why they don't want that to happen.
Of course.
Which is gross.
Right.
But in any event, it was awesome. It was just a perfect weekend. It wasn't too cold. The sun was shining.
From the 774, rake leaves and put up Christmas lights outside. That's kind of cool. From the 71, signed the lease on my new apartment.
Good for exciting. You.
That is the best. And then going to, like, the store that first night to get, like, a garbage can and a broom.
Garbage cans are expensive, man. Let me tell you.
Garbage cans are weirdly expensive.
They're so expensive.
I know, it is wild.
Because everyone needs them, Kenny. There's a supply and demand issue.
I know.
Thank you, Dan.
It's ridiculous, a little bit.
Well, it was the weekend of Barrett this weekend. My son Barrett turned 11 yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And it started on Friday. He got to pick the movie that we watched on Friday night.
What'd he pick?
Shang-Chi and the Ten Rings.
It's a good movie.
Spectacular movie. Oh my gosh, one of the best movies of the year. It is unbelievable. One of the best Marvel movies I think that I've ever seen. It was just perfect from beginning to end. Love that movie. So we did that on Friday night. And then on Saturday, I took him and a couple of his friends to go see the new Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Wow.
Also one of the best movies of the year.
Good movie, but spoiler alert, not like the old Ghostbusters, more like Stranger Things.
Ooh.
Like jump scare you out of your seat type
stuff. I'm here for that.
And, you know, I had like 10-year-olds and one 7-year-old. There was a few times that movie I was like, I'm not at the right movie for a 7-year-old to be hanging out. But he just covered up his ears and closed his eyes for a minute. And
smart.
We moved on.
Paid 10 bucks for this matinee, or suck it up, buttercup.
That's right. That's right. And no, you're not getting any soda or popcorn. It's on my bill. As soon as we walked in, the 7-year-old was like, are we getting snacks? I was like, no, get to the movie theater.
You didn't take him to a 7-Eleven beforehand and show them how to sneak it in?
No, we had pizza and stuff at the house beforehand, so we filled them up with food there. And then on Sunday, we had my mother-in-law over, and we let Barrett pick the dinner that he wanted for his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
He picked crab cakes and charcuterie.
Because he's a 40-year-old man.
Kills me. He absolutely kills me.
He has a more refined palate than me, and he has
he
since he was 6.
A charcuterie board for his 11th birthday?
Yeah, and you know what the big gift that we got him was? We got him a chessboard.
No.
We got
no.
him. This chessboard, it's like a replica.
Can I take him out, please?
Famous chessboards ever made, and he was so happy about it. I do have to tell you one other thing that happened to me. This has never happened to me before. I fell yesterday. I fell down 17 stairs at my house.
Oh,
from
buddy.
The top stair down to the bottom stair.
That's tough.
I was wearing socks and slippery clothes, and
you
I leaned down.
You need to put some stuff on your stairs.
Lana had something sitting on the stairs. I went to pick it up. I lost my balance. I mean, I'm black and blue on my knee. I'm black and blue on my elbow. You can see on my finger.
Yep, it is time to put the little pieces of rug on all of your stairs.
You know when you're watching The Price is Right and the commercial comes on for the wheelchair that slides you up the stairs? We're didn't need you to get that.
I know.
That's
I know.
Dangerous, man.
It was scary.
Lucky all your limbs are fine.
The scary part, too, was that Lana was right at the bottom of the stairs as it was happening. She was getting ready to come up. So she is like screaming, hysterical, crying, like all of it. And I'm still coming down the stairs in like slow motion,
like,
loudly, and she's trying to catch it. And I had a bag of trash in my hand, so that was going everywhere. She's like, I noticed you didn't drop the bag of trash. I was like, well, I didn't want to have to clean my bones up and the trash.
Well, you are a man of a certain age now.
Thank you, Dan.
We're going to have to get you a life
alert. I knew
this
was coming. I know. From the 617, putting the finishing touches on my first ever self-published book dealing with the Boston Cambridge nightlife of the 80s and
90s. What? Wow. I need a copy of that one.
That's incredible.
Review copy, please. Thank you.
I always admire someone who can sit down and actually write an entire book from start to finish and like follow through with it.
Takes so much discipline. From the 781, I found out I'm going to be a grandma. Congratulations. From the 508, I took my NCLEX this weekend and passed
NCLEX.
Is that what it's called? I'm officially a nurse, so congratulations.
Congrats.
From the 617, went to Encore. The guy next to me won $30,000 on a slot machine.
Holy smokes.
So close.
I didn't get up and moved. I was like, no way this one's winning. The guy next to me just won 30 grand.
Annie, how was your weekend?
I had a great weekend. I actually fell too, Carson. That's funny. I was running on Friday on Wally Beach, and I've ran Wally Beach a million times. I just wasn't paying attention, and I fell.
Oh, no.
Flat on my face. Scraped my hands, ripped my leggings and my knees,
Annie, no.
And I just got up and I was like, I know somebody saw me.
I think we should do the BOGO for the life alert.
I'm down, man. There's nothing worse than falling and getting up and being like, dang it. And there was a million construction workers just staring at me. I was like, yeah, I'm fine. Don't worry about it. Thanks so much. And then Saturday I went to the Celtics game. Rob and I went, and it was so fun. We went to Sully's Tap before. It's the only place to go before a Celtics game. And then yesterday, Rob's aunt and uncle actually came down to Quincy. I took them to the Fowler House. It was a nice late birthday.
Wow.
I know. A nice late birthday celebration. They got me a Cohasset wine glass. So,
you're one of them.
I've been assimilated.
Producer Dan, how was your weekend?
It was good. So Friday was kind of just low key. But Saturday, we went down to the Cape to see Brittany's parents for her dad's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And we ate very expensive A5 Japanese Wagyu steak.
How was it? Did it melt in your mouth like a piece of butter?
It was different. It was like nothing I've had before.
Yeah, if you missed it on Friday, Dan told us that Dan's girlfriend Brittany bought that for her dad for his birthday, right?
Yep.
Where do you order that from?
Some farm online. Mm-hmm. It came with like a muzzle print of the cow's nose.
Wow.
And like the name and the farmer and everything. Like there was like a certificate for this cow.
It's a little too close for comfort for me. I don't need to know his nuzzle print on my dinner.
Yeah, but you know that he lived a nice life. I think that's good.
Probably a better life than all those market basket cows.
Right.
But then, so for her dad's birthday, his partner got him an Oculus, which is a virtual reality headset.
Yep. Man. Yeah.
And he was like, you got to check this out. So I put it on and it's incredible. So then Brittany wears it, and then 15 minutes later, we're at Best Buy buying two for our friends.
No.
Of course.
I spent the whole weekend in virtual reality, and I'm never coming back.
Damn.
I had to charge the headset for a little bit, so I just turned the Celtics game on, and I was like, this is so two-dimensional. I'm not even in the screen.
Mark Zuckerberg, you've assimilated to Meta.
It is freaking crazy how good. I didn't know like virtual reality technology got that good.
Yeah. Barrett's friend has it, and he goes over there and plays it, and he says it's incredible.
There's one game called Beat Saber where they put you in this world and like a music starts playing and you have lightsabers for hands.
That's crazy.
And you have to hit the beat as it comes at you to stay on.
I just want to watch you do that.
Go to Brittany's Instagram and you can watch it.
I'm saying I'm never coming back. The real world is not it anymore.
Yeah, my sister has one of those, and she has a 13-year-old son who loves to watch it, but sometimes she wonders why is he in his room for so long watching it. I'll just let you figure out the rest of that, what you can use it for.
I haven't thought about that.
Yep.
Oh, my whole week is booked.
From the 508, I work my side hustle at a brewery in southern Vermont. Come visit.
Nice.
We'll text us the name of it. From the 508, I listened to Mix on the Odyssey app while unpacking in our new home in Maine and then drove back to Massachusetts for a baby shower for my niece.
It's a ride
and,
or die right
and,
there.
And soon to be great niece. Somebody said they saw that beef at Wegmans on Saturday for $69 a pound.
Holy smokes.
from the 617. I went to the Ohio State Michigan State football
game. That game was a bloodbath.
Yeah, I didn't see it. I had
Ohio State had 50 points in the first half.
Did they really?
50 points?
Oh. Yeah, it was cray.
That's
like,
wild.
If I was a Michigan State fan, I would just go, I'm going to go.
There were a ton
of
University of Michigan people on my flight because they played Maryland, I guess, over the weekend.
Oh, right. Yeah. Getting loud on the plane.
Yeah. Well, no, just on the plane. No one was
And from
anywhere.
The 774, I found out I'm going to be an auntie two more times this spring.
Yay!
Congratulations.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Yeah. All right, my friends. So the American Music Awards are in the books. They happened last night. Don't know if you had a chance to catch them. However, the performances, I thought the ones I watched were pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So here's a little montage of what you might have missed.
That's a new J-Lo there. I like that one.
J-Lo I like that
pretty
song.
Good sound.
Yeah.
So Megan Thee Stallion was a multiple winner by taking home 3 trophies, although she didn't perform and she was supposed to. She said she had to miss because of a personal matter. I'm not sure what that was. BTS was the big winner of the night, taking home 3 awards for Artist of the Year, as well as Favorite Pop Group for 3rd year in a row and Favorite Pop Song for Butter. And Taylor Swift took home 2 awards, extending her lead as the most awarded artist in AMA history with 34. She won Favorite Female Pop Artist and won Favorite Pop Album for Evermore. Olivia Rodrigo went into the night as the most nominated artist, and she took home 1 award, Favorite New Artist of the Year.
Silk Sonic was so smooth when they opened up the show.
They're the best.
They were just...
No. The best part of the whole evening was the Battle for Boston, New Kids on the Block, and a new edition. This morning before you guys got here, I was dancing in the studio. It was a time.
Was your 80s girl heart just
screaming? And I just love that sort of, Boston got a little bit of a something on a national show.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean? It was congratulations, guys. That was out of control good. So, Christina Aguilera and Britney Spears have beef. I really hate to see this.
I don't want it.
So, Christina Aguilera was on the carpet of the Latin Grammys last week, and she was asked whether or not she had talked to Britney about her court victory, and Christina's publicist kind of cut her off. Here's what that sounded like.
Britney, have you had any communication? Have you guys had any communication?
No, we're not doing that tonight. I'm sorry. Thank you. Bye.
But I'm happy for her.
Yeah.
So that didn't sit well with Britney, who said, I love and adore everyone who supported me, but refusing to speak when you know the truth is equivalent to a lie. 13 years of being in a corrupt, abusive system, yet why is it such a hard topic for people to talk about? I'm the one who went through it. All the supporters who spoke up and supported me, thank you. Yes, I do matter.
Yeah, it's kind of weird that the
I don't know if Christina Aguilera is rep by Lou Taylor.
Yeah, but you just...
It's a weird move for the publicist.
The publicist to step in, we're not doing that today.
Yeah.
The cat's out of the bag.
All she had to say was, I'm happy that she's out.
And they could have moved on.
It wouldn't have been a news story.
The publicist made it worse than what it probably would have been.
And that's bad publicity. You just did the opposite of your job.
Exactly. we're not doing that today.
Right.
Yeah, and that happens a lot behind the scenes, though, unfortunately, with publicists.
Which stinks.
Just stay out of the way.
Like
Christina would have given...
Right. I mean, I understand Christina wants to talk about her album and talk about right. this, you know, the new right. Latin album, all of these amazing right. things, but it's just...
I mean, you're on the red carpet, and right. it's the biggest story in the world, you know?
Britney is going scorched earth on everybody.
She really is.
Can't blame her.
Speaking of Britney, her fiancé Sam was on the red carpet for the House of Gucci premiere in Los Angeles, and he was asked about Britney, and he said, "I'm so happy for her, and I've been a backbone for her as much as I could, but all of this on her. She's been a rock. She inspires me." He also thanked her for getting his acting career off the ground, saying, "I just want to thank her for putting me on the map as far as, you know, everything else that's going on in my career. She helped me so much with that. Let's be real."
I appreciate that. He's being honest. He's saying, listen, if it wasn't for Britney, I probably wouldn't have this opportunity.
I think it's weird that he went to a red carpet to things she's not going to. It's weird to me.
I mean, he's allowed to have his own career, though. Yeah. I mean, he says he acknowledges that he wouldn't be anywhere without her.
Yeah, I think that's the right thing to say, to like operate in some sort of space where you're just acting like it doesn't matter that you're with Britney Spears. It does.
You know? I don't know why I've got just a...
I feel like you're very protective of her for some
reason. I am.
But they've been together a long time, and he was there through all of this.
And I know, and now he's sort of like, I'm an actor now. Well, do you know what I mean? So, well, he could have been an actor for 13 years.
Yeah.
It's weird that it's now, to me.
Maybe he just decided to start acting.
No, he did not. He's had bit parts in many, many things, but in any event. So, Governor McConaughey... We've talked about this ad nauseum.
Yes.
Will he or won't he? Matthew McConaughey has been pretty outspoken on a number of issues. Matthew McConaughey says he is not planning to run, but his recent statement suggests it's a possibility, according to voters. A new poll from the University of Texas and the Dallas Morning News finds that McConaughey is a preferred in one-to-one matches with either Beto O'Rourke or Greg Abbott, but in a three-way race. Abbott comes out on top. So I have no idea if he will or if he won't. But Matthew, the people of Texas have spoken, and clearly they would love to have you around.
That is wild.
I would love if he did it.
All right, guys, coming up at 7:30, we're going to talk about Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson, because Annie, I need you to weigh in on it for
They're
me.
They're not dating.
Plus,
oh, you're
going
to ride that to the end.
Plus the people.
You're like the band on the Titanic
plus
playing
the people
the ship
who
goes down.
Robbed Kim Kardashian are going to trial. I'll tell you everything in a minute.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
Oh no, it was the classic mother BB gun block. You'll shoot your eye out.
I can think of no better way to start our 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys, Kennedy.
Yes.
Than with the man himself. This is a surprise. It was a last minute addition to the show. Everybody say good morning to Santa Claus.
Santa!
I know that guy!
Good morning. It is such a pleasure to be here at the Mix 104.1. Boston's best variety. I've always wanted to be a DJ.
Santa, you gunning for our jobs?
No.
We don't have enough parking out back for all the rings.
Oh, God, that's true. Hey, guys, I just have to say, if you're not on the nice list yet, donate a toy.
Oh, this is good.
It's a good way to get us on the on the
automatic nice list.
Hey, Santa, looking at the three of us, which one of us is on the naughty list? Why is he looking at you?
Because he knows it's me and he doesn't want to look me in the eye.
I'm trying to be polite.
And I'm all right with that. I embrace it. I'm fine with it.
Now, I just have to say, the elves were shocked, but they were not surprised at you this year.
I like Santa with jokes.
It's about right.
I like Santa with jokes.
No, all three of you are on my nice list.
Oh, that's awesome.
Thank God.
Santa. Because the toy drive, I understand this is the ninth year.
That
and
is right. That is
how
right.
many toys do you think you've delivered over
so
the years?
We keeping track, the loose count is around 86,000 over the previous 8 years.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for doing that. That is a great thing that you do.
And all the toys go to the U.S. Marine Corps Toys for Tots. So they go to folks who truly need them, and they stay in this area, which is awesome.
Oh, that is great. Where can you drop off a toy?
So this year we're virtual. Last year and this year we've gone to virtual just because of the pandemic. I am sure, Santa, you're familiar with this process of having delivered toys. To deliver toys in a pandemic can be, you know, difficult. So we're doing it online again this year. So people just go to mix1041.com and donate.
That is totally awesome.
It is cool. You can actually go in there and there's, so you can pick a toy, like a $10 toy. You can pick the toy that the kid gets, like a bike or whatever. You just go in, you pick, you make them donation.
You've made
awesome.
It very easy to donate.
We have.
We're cool. Just trying to lighten your load a little bit with the toys.
Oh, and I appreciate that. I
imagine those sacks are heavy.
It gives me extra cookie time.
Santa, do you want to
take us out?
Yeah, finish up the interview. You're listening to the Carson and Kennedy Show on Mix 104.1, Boston's best variety.
It's your big moment as a DJ.
Yeah, make sure to plug yourself and Santa and all that stuff too.
Okay, okay. This is Santa at Mix 104.1, Boston's best variety, listening to
Carson and Kennedy.
Oh, let me do that again.
That's all right.
There's no do-overs on live radio,
this
Santa.
Live radio, no.
Yeah, look right over there. It's on the sticker there. You can see our names.
Just
they
like
have our
no
names
do-overs
in the...
on Christmas.
In my defense, I've been to a lot of places.
That's okay.
Not, it's okay,
one,
Santa.
Not one like this one, though. You'll remember it.
Okay, let me do that again.
Go ahead.
Ho, 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 this is Santa, and I'm at my favorite radio station with my favorite morning show, Carson and Kennedy in the Mornings, at Mix 104.1, Boston's best variety.
It's a Christmas miracle.
And there he goes.
Wow. That's how you do that.
There he goes. Santa Claus got work to do. Bye, Santa. Everybody, wait, bye.
Bye, Santa. Thanks for coming by.
Oh, love that guy.
It's always good to
that
see him.
That just makes me feel like I'm ready. I mean, for this here thing.
Bono was sat in the chair, and Steven Tyler, and now Santa. If you go by one name, you can sit in that chair.
Yeah.
All right. Again, we want to say thank you real quick to Six Flags and Holiday in the Park Lights. You can go there, check out the holiday. There like a million lights, I think they said this year.
A million lights. There's a whole
million
bunch of different
lights.
Things you can do yes. when you're there.
Yep. You can go check out Candy Cane Crossing, the Jingle Bell Junction, Kringle Lane, Polaroid Playland. They've got the Sugar Plum Place. I'm just looking at the website, all the great stuff. Go to sixflags.com/New England. You can see Six Flags Holiday in the Park. You can walk through, and then they also have an option where you can drive through at certain times. It's just all of it. It's
yep,
going to be
whatever makes
spectacular.
You safe, feel safe, that's what you can do.
Yeah, so again, a big thank you to our friends from Six Flags New England for that.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is the service of Retail Association Massachusetts. So the people behind Kim Kardashian's 2016 Paris robbery are getting their day in court. 15 people were arrested for the incident, but only 12 will stand trial. So to review, if you don't remember what happened, they allegedly tied Kim up, locked her in the bathroom at gunpoint after forcing their way into her rented apartment during Fashion Week. They will face a range of charges related to the theft. At this point, no trial date has been set, so I don't know really anything else, but it looks like the day in court is happening. Mm. And now that the Kim Kardashian-Pete Davidson romance is allegedly official, people in their circles
official.
Are opening up about it, and this is where sources close to come in.
Yes, my favorite.
Sources close to Kim say she's acting like a teenager with her 28-year-old boy toy. Who would say that? She's constantly giggling. Pete has made her feel like the clock has moved 20 years back, and she seems happy.
Are you ready to admit,
there
Annie, that you were wrong?
There is nothing I love more than this publicity stunt. I love the Kardashians and how good they are at business. If you noticed the picture of them holding hands, they were holding hands for about 0.1 seconds because they knew there was photographers. And then as soon as the cameras went away, they dropped hands.
Did you notice
Davidson doesn't do publicity stunts like that, though.
That's not his move.
He's a playboy. That is happening.
He's modeling in Kim's new Skims line. He's been wearing it. That's dropping soon, the unisex line. Mm-hmm. Like, of course, they're not dating. They're not.
You're just going to die on this
there's
hill.
There's no way. They do it to pay attention over here to not pay attention to this.
I love the picture of them walking together holding hands and she's wearing Yeezys. That's just like...
That's when they were holding hands for 0.1 seconds so that the photographers could get that moment.
So would you say after 2 years of them together, would they be officially dating then?
No,
2 years doesn't do it for you?
No.
There's no way they'll be together for 2 years.
Pete no.
2 months?
So they're together, you admit it.
I don't know what to say.
They're not dating.
The whole thing is so weird. It's like my sister got a Hot Topic boyfriend, so I need one too.
It's a publicity stunt. It's awesome.
Why
it's
do you
such
think,
a good
what does
one.
She need a publicity stunt for, though? She has enough going on in her life. She doesn't need Pete Davidson for publicity.
But other members of the family, everything that happened with Astroworld, all of these things, you're not paying attention to that anymore. And now we're talking about Kim and
you
Pete.
You think, oh,
yes,
that's crazy.
They are business people. Kris Jenner is the puppet master of TMZ, of everyone.
Kim, here's what you're going to do to take the heat off of the whole Astroworld situation.
That's ridiculous.
That's what they do.
You guys, this is spin. This is what people do.
Yes.
And to be naive to think that they don't. I don't know that this is that case, but to think that spin doesn't exist is very naive. Mm-hmm. It absolutely exists.
To think that these aren't just two people doing what adults do sometimes is naive. They're not going to get married, but...
They're not dating.
Adele has been doing a lot of press to support her new album, 30, but one interview rubbed her the wrong way. Australia's Channel 7 reporter Matt Duran is under fire after Adele walked out of an interview when he admitted he had not listened to the album. He has been suspended for 2 weeks as well.
Good. He should.
Sony also refused to let Channel 7 air the interview, which was part of a $1 million package that included the broadcast rights to Adele's One Night Only and the Oprah Winfrey interview. He later claimed that he missed the e-card with the link to the album, so he wasn't able to listen. He confessed he's mortified and unequivocally apologetic about his mistake, saying it was an overnight, not a deliberate snub.
It's just really weird to me. This happened with Nicki Minaj a couple years ago, too. She was doing an interview, and they were like, something about they didn't even watch the video. And she's like, what am I doing here?
Right.
You're asking me questions about something you haven't even watched? Like, you couldn't take the 3 minutes to watch my music video?
This makes me so mad.
It makes me so mad.
The fact that...
You are blessed to be able to interview Adele. Exactly. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And you're not going to listen to her album?
And your company paid $1 million.
Yeah.
Maybe do your research.
I would be mad. Good for her.
It's just so stupid.
It's good for her.
It's just like, you need to find another career, buddy. Yeah. You wasted it.
If you're not going to take the time to listen to a beautiful album, right. to ask her
just
about
do your
that album.
Homework.
Right.
Do your homework. That's all.
It's just lazy. It's so lazy.
Do your homework.
So Dionne Warwick last week weighed in a little bit on the Twitter regarding the Taylor Swift, Jake Gyllenhaal return the scarf of it all.
She sure did. Mm-hmm.
And Entertainment Tonight caught up with her to do a little interview, and here's what she had to say.
I didn't mean it to. I mean, man, what's he doing with the scarf? Give it back to her.
Just give her
what's
a scarf.
What's the point? No? Like I said, if he can't afford it, I'll pay the postage.
As for Taylor Swift, Dionne is a big fan, said she'd love to work with her one day. She said, first of all, I'd like for her to write something that she feels suitable for both of us to sing. I think she has that ability. And then they were sort of explaining to her why Taylor re-recorded her albums about owning her own masters, because she didn't know that part of the story. And she said, I don't know how these people feel like they can just take anything from you and make it theirs.
Yes, Miss Warwick.
Go ahead, Dionne, the queen of quarantine.
Should we just throw out an invitation to Adele? I know we have all listened to that album.
Back and forth about 10 times.
Yes. Right? I'm just saying. I think I've listened to it 3 times. So Adele, I'm throwing it out there. We would love to have you back on our show. It's been a while. It's been a while. I think 2009 or 10.
Yeah, didn't you guys have her right after she did Chasing
Pavements? Chasing Pavements, yeah.
Did we even have her in here, or did we just meet her?
We did an interview with her.
Did we do it there?
Yes, we did.
Like on a phone?
You have a photo with her, so I'm assuming.
Yeah, but I just don't remember the interview part at all.
Yeah, we sat right there. I had my phone, and it was you and me and Adele. Lana went with us. Yep, and a pack of Newports.
We all need it.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back on Mix 104.1.
Ah! Oh my God! Santa here? I know him.
Carson and Kennedy's 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys is back this year. It's our 9th annual, and you can make a donation right now if you go to mix1041.com. Unfortunately, we can't go back into the malls right now. Hopefully next year we'll get to do that, but this year it is virtual. You can go in. We're kind of counting $10 for a toy, and our goal is to collect 10,000 toys, so about $100,000. You guys have donated 86,000 toys in the 8 years previous that we've done this.
It's remarkable.
It is really incredible.
Your generosity is unrivaled, really. You know, we've worked a lot of places, and you guys just come for it every year, and we just can't thank you enough.
No. And I can tell you, too, I was in a situation back in, 1999, and we had to get toys from an organization like Toys for Tots for our kids. I didn't even know. I was too proud to do it. My girlfriend, Beth, the girl I was dating at the time, she went and did it. I just didn't think we were going to have Christmas that year.
Yeah.
And then the day before Christmas, somebody knocked on the door, and there was, bags of Christmas gifts there. And I never forgot that. that.
Right.
And it was always in the back of my head that if I ever get the opportunity where I can kind of give back, and that's kind of the beginnings of what we're doing now. And if you have a story like that you would love to share with us, or just talk about why it is that you donate every year, you would come out to the malls or whatever, we'd love to hear from you this morning at 617-931-1234. Sharon, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good.
So what's your story? Have you donated before to 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys?
I have in the past. It's been a few years. I have two girls, and most of my life I was a single mom of these two girls, and now that they're adults and I'm doing better, let's say, with job and everything, I've needed to use, you know, whatever sources I needed in the past to get their gifts and food on the table and this and that. So this is just my way of giving back now that I can. They're adults now. They don't need as much from me. And I just felt this is my way of giving back.
That's amazing.
Seriously.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. It makes me feel good, too.
That it does feel good.
Yeah. I agree with that. It does. You like make that donation. You're like, oh.
The thought of a kid, you know, open a bike on Christmas morning or something is so exciting.
There's something to this doing good in the community thing.
It's good
karma.
Thank you. We appreciate you listening. Thanks for calling in, Sharon. Kennedy and I have had a chance to go down to the Marine Corps Toys for Tots warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure
the magic happens.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's still in the seaport or not. It was the last time we were there. It's been a few years. And it was like, I don't know if you remember the end of the movie, The Raiders of the Lost Ark, when you go into this huge warehouse and they have all those things. And that's what it looks like, except it's toys. And then they go in and they separate them all. And, you know, this toy is baby dolls. And this one is bikes. And this one is big wheels. And this one is soccer balls. And this one is football. It is a huge undertaking to be able to do what they do. It's a massive, massive program. So anything that you guys can do to help out, we would appreciate that. Again, 617-931-1234. You can donate at mix1041.com. Our goal was to get 104 toys to kick off the morning. Mm-hmm. But we didn't realize how quickly that would come. We didn't set our goal high enough.
No.
So we switched it to 1,004 toys. How are we doing so far?
Well, we have 146 and a half toys right now.
Okay.
Is where we are.
Right.
So
we're a little short there.
A little bit.
Yeah.
But I feel like, you know, everybody's just sort of waking up.
Yes.
Getting going. You know, it's so easy. All you have to do is go to mix1041.com and it's sitting right in front of your face. Just click it and there you go.
Right. I know it's a Monday morning and it's rainy, but it's time to start the week on a good foot.
And I know times are tough. So, I mean, if you don't have a bunch of money,
I get it.
But guys, $5 goes so far.
It does.
At Toys for Tots. So.
Is it Adelma? Are you there?
Yes.
And okay. And what did you want to say about your daughter's first Christmas?
I only have $50 for her Christmas, for her dress, for food, for everything. That's all I had. And I took the $50 and I went and I bought one toy for her, the one toy that I wanted. And the day before Christmas, someone showed up at my house, a lady with a little boy, and they brought bags of toys for my little one. And they even brought a present for me. And it was the most amazing Christmas I've ever had in my whole entire life. And ever since, after that year, every year I make sure to buy a toy for Toys for Tots, one toy for my church, and a toy for the fire department. And even if it is just like a $5, $10 toy, I hope that it makes a difference for someone else like it did for me. And I am so grateful for that one Christmas, and I will never forget. And now I make my girls do it, so every year, each person gets to grab one of those tags from the Christmas trees that we find along the mall, and we buy the presents. And it makes them so happy. So now they get to be Santa Claus for someone.
Wow.
So awesome. It's important that we all do a little bit, just a little. Every little bit counts.
You said it better than we could.
Thank you so much for sharing that story, Adelma.
Wow.
Stay safe, guys.
All right,
happy holidays.
Oh. Woof.
And that's why.
It's nice to see the other side of your donation. Like, that's what it does.
Yeah.
Right.
And the fact that she now pays it forward, which is awesome. So, again, if you want to help us out this morning, Our 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys is back again. It is all virtual again this year. Just go to mix1041.com right now to make a donation.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.